Welcome to your five for the day. The Bible book of Proverbs has 31 chapters, and it has been well said that a chapter a day keeps the devil at bay. A proverb has been defined as a short statement based on long experience. The Hebrew word translated proverb means to be like, and many of the Bible proverbs are contrasts and comparisons. The Proverbs deal with the ethical and moral aspects of life. They are practical, not theoretical, and point the way to godly character and a fulfilled life. The theme of Proverbs is wisdom, the right use of knowledge. This wisdom is more than an intellectual pursuit. It is also devotion to Almighty God. The wise person fears the Lord, trusts him, and seeks to obey his will. The wisdom described in Proverbs is like a spiritual sixth sense. It enables us to evaluate circumstances and people and make the right decisions in life. These wise sayings are distilled truths made practical for daily living. We find in them principles, warnings, and words of advice that really work when we reverence God and want to please Him. The book of Proverbs is not a do-it-yourself success kit for the greedy, but a guidebook for those who want to live a godly life. It tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The connection between these two ideas may initially be difficult to grasp. How can fearing God make us wise? Well, we need to understand what to fear the Lord means. It doesn't mean to be afraid of God, but describes an awesome reverence for God. This reverence should move us to acknowledge Him as the sovereign ruler of heaven and earth, submit to His will, and walk in obedience to His words of wisdom for our lives. The result of such a response will be the acquisition of wisdom and the realization of His amazing love for us. For those who commit to living for God the Father's purposes rather than their own, a greater understanding of the Almighty starts to develop. The Holy Spirit will enable them to see circumstances and people from His divine perspective. This kind of wisdom reaches beyond human perception and gives discernment to make decisions that fit into His plans for our lives. Knowing that He always works for our best interest, we're empowered to walk confidently through good times and bad. But there are those who reject God's instructions. They dishonor Him by refusing to acknowledge His right to rule their lives. It's foolish for them to rebel against His authority and think they can win. Fearing God is the only way to know real wisdom. If we truly reverence Him, we will listen for His directions and heed His warnings. A desire to honor and please Him will motivate us to turn from evil and seek to live in obedience to His word. And the result? It'd be wisdom beyond human understanding. When doubts and fears arise, teach me thy way. When storms o'erspread the skies, teach me thy way. Shine through the cloud and rain, through sorrow, toil and pain. Make thou my pathway plain. Teach me thy way. Thank you for listening. God bless.